You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and it's been a while since we've heard from Hank Mobley.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's Sonny Chris, and my idiot typist forgot to include that on my playlist, so I've written it out in longhand. Easy to Love by Sonny Chris on alto from October 1956 was originally on the Imperial label, and it's been reissued on Blue Note. It's Sonny Chris plays Cole Porter. Sonny Chris on alto, Larry Bunker on vibes, Sonny Clark piano, Buddy Clark on bass, and Lawrence Marable on the drums. Rounds out an extended set. Okay, the rest of these are typewritten. I can probably read these. We started out with Hank Mobley from August 1957. Piece called Don't Get Too Hip. It's the Hank Mobley Quintet featuring Sonny Clark on the Blue Note label. Hank Mobley here on tenor, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Sonny Clark piano, Jimmy Rouser on bass, Art Taylor on the drums. We followed that side with another one by Hank Mobley, actually from the same session, off the same CD, a piece called The Mob from August of 1957. Then we listened to pianist Jackie Bayard from May of 1964 and Two Different Worlds. It's off a package on the Prestige label called Out Front under Jackie's name. Jackie Bayard on piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Walter Perkins on the drums. There actually were a couple of horn players on there, but they sat this particular track out. After Jackie Bayard, we listened to Pepper Adams. This is from July 1957. Muzzin, looks like it's M-U-E-Z-Z-I-N, Muzzin. Pepper Adams Quintet on the Mode label originally. Pepper Adams on baritone, Stu Williamson is there on trumpet, Carl Perkins piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Mel Lewis on the drums. We also heard from Selden Powell, a thing called Count Fleet from November 1955. That was on the Roost label. Selden Powell on tenor, Jimmy Nottingham on trumpet, Bob Alexander trombone, Haywood Henry on baritone, Pete Mondello on alto, Tony Ellis on piano, Billy Bauer guitar, Arnold Fishkin on bass, Don LeMond on the drums. And that brought us around to Sonny Chris. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline runs roughly from 1944 through 1964. I'm Steve, and our next set begins with Donald Byrd. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, that's a smoking line there. From August of 1950, it's Gene Ammons who's there on tenor, but he had Sonny Stitt on baritone, Matthew Gee on trombone, and Bill Massey on trumpet. Rhythm section, Charlie Bateman on piano, Gene Wright bass, Wesley Landers on the drums. And Don't Do Me Wrong was the name of it, again, from August 1950. Rounds out our set, we started with Donald Byrd for the Blue Note label, May 1963, All Members. It's the name of the tune, Donald Byrd trumpet, Sonny Red alto, Jimmy Heath on tenor, Herbie Hancock piano, Eddie Kuhn on bass, Tootie Heath on the drums. Then we listened to Sonny Stitt, a side called Mr. Sun, from 1958, an album on the Argo label titled simply Sonny Stitt. He was there on the reeds, Ramsey Lewis piano, L.D. Young bass, Red Holt on the drums. We also heard from Betty Carter. This is on the United Artists label. And inside Betty Carter, Beware My Heart, Harold Mayburn piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Roy McCurdy on the drums. And that brought us around to Gene Ammons. This has been Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We're here each week. Program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old, and our timeline runs from 1944 through 1964. We'll be back here again next week. Hope you'll make plans to join us. To take us on out, let's call on Gene Ammons one more time. Can anyone explain?